Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And Week 10 of football's in the books. Time to get ready for Week 11. No better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of Week 11, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 when signing up using promo code KSN. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a deposit bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Bob Flounders and Andy Shea. Ross Tucker will be along in a bit for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. But first, gentlemen, we're going to get the news of the week, which usually means we talk about James Franklin's press conferences and what came out of them. Bob, I'll start with you. I think the biggest news may have been they're up to 43 false positives, which is really taking a toll on practice time.
Yeah, and I have to think it's just not Penn State, right? It's got if Penn State, which, you know, my perception of what Penn State's doing in terms of cleanliness and doing things the right way, and James Franklin being on his guys about wearing masks and bugging the players' parents to make sure the kids wear masks. If they're having this kind of issue, I can only imagine how bad it is at some other Big Ten outposts. We see some games not being played. It's just we're only halfway through this Big Ten season, and it just looks like it's going to be so very challenging to get to the finish line just because of the surge in cases. Clearly, it's the COVID issue has been worse as it's ever been in the country. And yeah, false positives, with the way that the Big Ten has this thing structured, it's a real hindrance. And I'm sure it's been very, very challenging for not just Penn State, but for everyone to stay focused on the practice field. I mean, there's just a lot to worry about.
Well, I believe I just saw, was it Terry Smith and Brent Pry were victims of the false positives and had to miss a practice. And we are going to stay away from any jokes about that being to their advantage. But
right.
Andy, does this affect the practices?
Well, I don't know if it affects the practices. I don't think it affects the practices. I mean, I really don't. I think you've got, what have you got? However many guys on staff. I think that Penn State has enough to work on and that you can get your marching order. You can get your marching orders and what you're supposed to do and everything can be done remotely. That when you step on the practice field, the way Penn State's playing, it's the players that have got a lot of work to do. I mean, you can only do so much coaching, right? Like, you can only coach to a certain point and then it almost becomes – what else can we do? So right now, where Penn State's at, I don't think it impacts their practicing all that much, to be honest.
But remember, out of those 43, it's not just all coaching, of course. There are players who are missing practice time, and it's got to be at least a bit disruptive.
Mm-hmm.
The other news that came out this week, Bob, as a member of the media, I'm interested in getting your reaction to this. He actually said Tariq Castro Fields missed the game because of a medical issue. So he actually had to admit it was, or he chose to admit it was a medical issue. Is that so hard to do?
Yeah, especially if that's as far as you're going to go, right? He didn't say, I think the reason he brought that up, I'm guessing, is because he wanted to distinguish between an injury and a COVID-related issue. That would be my guess. I don't know, because he does not like to talk about stuff like that. We all saw, I know that he was at the Nebraska game. There were some sideline shots of him being on the field in uniform. I don't know if he tried to warm up and couldn't go. But it's even hard to speculate on what the issue would probably have been. If I had to guess, if you're a corner, it's probably lower body, but you just don't know. But you know, I don't know that Tariq Kestrel-Fields playing would have made a huge issue or made a huge difference against Nebraska. Whether he plays against Iowa, considering what Iowa likes to do, I'm not sure it's going to be a big issue if he's not available against the Hawkeyes. But we're four games into the season. We're now talking about players who, I think, guys, with the Big Ten championship out of the picture for Penn State, and you're winless and you're not 100% and you're worried about COVID, I think the reality of, do I want to get on with my professional life, it has become very real for Penn State. I'll be curious to see what some players decide to do in the next couple of weeks with the season heading the way that it's heading.
Go ahead, Andy.
Yeah, I think the COVID has allowed James to be even more coy, right? Like, medical issue, end of story. Does that mean COVID? Does that mean injury? Does that mean, you know, are we talking about what Journey Brown experienced? So, in a sort of, you know, sarcastic but yet honest kind of way, I think that term, medical issue, as long as the COVID is raging around sports and sports is being played, James is going to use it, right? It allows him to be even more sort of, you know, coy about it without really saying anything.
Well, my response to that, though, Andy, would be, you know, if it were a COVID issue, would he have been there warming up with the team and everything else?
Right.
So I just took it as, he's finally just getting tired of having to answer the question of where these guys are, and finally realized, if he just says, okay, it was a medical issue, fine. That, you know, we know we're not going to get more from him, but how about we just take that? Let's move on. The other thing this week, Andy, the depth chart came out, and it still had Sean Clifford as the starter. And again, that doesn't mean he's going to start, but that's what's in the depth chart. Do you really think there's a chance he will be starting Sean Clifford?
Oh, I absolutely think there's a chance that James will start Sean Clifford. I do. That's James Franklin, right? Like, he's former quarterback. He's loyal to his quarterbacks. You could argue loyal to a fault, maybe, Bob, but he did that for a reason, right? He doesn't do anything without a reason. I mean, they pulled the trigger in terms of their depth chart at the right guard position, right? They took C.J. Thorpe out, put Will Fries in. It's Caden Wallace at right tackle. They made the switch on the offensive line on the depth chart. So it doesn't mean anything that they didn't make the change at the quarterback position. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a reason that they're being coy at the quarterback position, and I honestly believe that it's a very, very, very difficult decision for James to make to not start Sean Clifford. So I think it's a possibility? Absolutely. I 100% think it is.
Well, Bob, from my take and by your sound, you may agree with me. After what's happened the first four games, first of all, after the first three games, I couldn't see them throwing Sean Clifford back out there again to start the game, which they did. We had multiple turnovers, turn in the points. Can he really do that, Bob?
If Sean Clifford starts against Iowa and with Will Levis being healthy, I'll say with Will Levis, as long as Will Levis is healthy, if Sean Clifford starts, my head will explode in the press box at Beaver Stadium. And I don't even know that that's an exaggeration. The only thing I think that James Franklin is doing by not naming a starter on Tuesday is just making Iowa prepare for two guys. I know it sounds a little bit cliche, but I don't see any way that you can go back to Sean Clifford, given the way that Will Levis performed in the Nebraska game. If James does that, I think he's going to have a lot of explaining to do. Sean Clifford is not the same guy that he was, you know, two-thirds of the way through the 2019 season. This isn't just an issue. You know, he played okay against Indiana. He made some plays in the second half, but the last, you know, the Nebraska game, the Maryland game, and especially the Ohio State game, I don't see how you can do that. What kind of message does that send to Will Levis? What kind of message does that send to the rest of the players on the team? You're trying to win games. Iowa's going to be a tough opponent, and he has not played well enough. His decision making, you know, has been flawed. He's given up strip sack touchdowns the last two games. That interception he threw early in the game at Nebraska really set the tone. Maybe Andy's right. Maybe James is seriously considering being loyal to Sean Clifford. But there is no place for loyalty in major college football when you start 0-4 and the quarterback is a big reason for the 0-4 start.
Couldn't agree with you more, Bob. Couldn't agree with you more.
I have this picture in my head, Bob, of your head exploding and all kinds of stuff spewing out, landing on your buddy Greg Pickle's lap.
Yeah, it won't just be my head exploding, trust me. But I think it's, you got to give Will Levis a shot for four quarters and see what he can do.
Right, and can I add one thing, Jimmy, real quick?
Yes, go ahead.
At 0-4, right, Bob, now is not the time to be playing games with Kirk Ferentz in Iowa. If you're going to start Will Levis and Will Levis is your guy, well, we told the team that. Well, then you need to be screaming that at the top of your lungs to also let everybody know that we have made the switch at quarterback. I am making the switch at quarterback. That is a decision I made. We're going forward with this right now. That is our plan. You know, all of that stuff. Instead, you get what we're doing, right? Which is the back and forth conjecture and like, Will Levis has to play. It would be, you know, it wouldn't be fair to Clifford or the team to start Sean Clifford. But yet here we are. And that is part of, like, it doesn't make any sense. You pulled the trigger at right guard, pulled the trigger at quarterback. It makes sense.
Well, the issue, too, is I think it's so unfair to the teammates. You know, you look around and everybody else is in a competition for their position. They're in a competition for playing time. And if you're not performing, and I don't think there's anybody out there, including Sean Clifford, who would say he's performed adequately to maintain his position. So I don't think it's just, you know, the fans. I think it's everyone. You in the press box, Bob, and the rest of the players lining up. All right, that is it for quarter number one and the news and notes. Stick around, quarter number two, Ross shows up for Tucker's Tape.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all new users the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.